the transition from work to retirement. Retirement is one of the biggest transitions in life. Often, people look forward eagerly to retirement, counting down the days and dreaming of what they're going to do with their newfound freedom. However, we also all probably know people who've spoken at length about how they couldn't wait to retire, but who struggled to cope with retirement when it actually happened. So why was that? John Fisher's personal transition curve demonstrates the roller coaster emotion experienced by an individual when going through any type of change. Emotions can range from anxiety, happiness, guilt, and even depression before a person can move on to acceptance and looking forward. The curve is not time-bound, and people may move between emotions on a daily basis, impacting on those around them. If retirement is unexpected or forced, this may also bring an additional emotional response. Recognizing that these emotions are all expected and part of the change transition is certainly something to be aware of, be this for yourself, colleagues, family, or friends. From working 35 or more hours per week, suddenly your time is your own, and the structure that you've lived with for the majority of your working life is no longer there. Even though you may have been very happy to leave work, you may miss colleagues, routines, and the feeling of being a respected and valued member of a team. Coupled with this, some people may feel a loss of status and purpose. And don't forget that partners are likely to be impacted by this change, be this with you being at home more, undertaking new and different leisure activities and hobbies, and of course, reduced income. Those people who struggle to come to terms with retirement usually have a number of things in common. Often, they haven't planned their retirement beforehand. They expected it just to happen. They might have assumed that their partner would now be their new social life and that rest and relaxation would be sufficient to fill their days. They may also not have had the opportunity to build contacts outside of work, so become unconnected with society. Once having left work behind, they realise the value of the social connections they had previously, and these are missed out as part of the daily routine. So here are some top tips for keeping positive during retirement. However much you might think it's counterintuitive, you need to make plans. These can be short, medium and long term, but having focus and making activities time bound can help give purpose and structure to your day. Revisit your personal aspirations. Are these now achievable? Think about a time when you were really happy. What does this tell you about the type of person you are and what things you should pursue, which will leave you with a sense of fulfillment? Financial implications also require careful planning. An unknown retiree once said, "Retirement can be a great joy if you can figure out how to spend time without spending money." Discussing your financial plans, options and worries with a financial advisor can help. The unbiased website for the Money Advice Service also has lots of useful information for those who are retiring and considering their future financial requirements. Make sure that whatever you're doing, you find purposeful and that it helps to maintain your self-esteem. Keep your mind sharp by learning and trying new things. Perhaps you don't want to retire from work completely, so working part-time or on a consultancy basis may be an option. Or volunteering can be a useful way to use your skills and experience to help others and meet new people. Retaining your prospect membership and joining local interest groups can help to keep you active. Looking after yourself seems obvious, but it's often forgotten. So try eating a healthy diet and taking some regular exercise. Age UK's website also contains a wealth of information about later life, including all the topics covered in this podcast, and much more. They also have a free phone advice line. Further ideas for keeping in touch and keeping active, including more information on volunteering, can be seen in our accompanying screencast. We also have a series of career and personal transition podcasts available on the Prospect website at www.prospect.org.uk/podcasts. A written transcript, including the John Fisher transition curve, is available as an accompanying document from the Prospect website. Thanks for listening. We hope that whatever retirement looks like for you, that it's long and fulfilling.